The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. There's a lot of things going on Sunday morning. It's nice to start off the day with some coffee, some tea, and hopefully some good financial advice. So sit along with us. We got some good stuff coming up and get a pen and paper together later because we're going to offer the perfect companion to this radio show, a free book of mine, Life in Your Terms, I wrote at GPS Guide for Financial Security. Today's topic for GPS for Your Finances, you ask? The ABCs of retirement. So sit back, enjoy your coffee, your tea. Please share with me if you can. You got the eggs going, bacon going. I can smell it. So I hope you're off to a good start. Hopefully it's a beautiful Sunday for you. So ABCs of retirement. There's so many books and suggestions of what you could do with your money. You know, I think one of the best ways to prepare for retirement is the old-fashioned retirement plan at work. I know people always want something new or different, exciting, but it's probably not so exciting about 401ks or 403bs, but they work because, you know, you put a little bit in at a time. And if you're listening now and you have a 401k or 403b and you're maxing out, not much you can do. But if you're not maxing out, maybe you can find ways to increase it more. So let's kind of go through some of the vehicles that really make a lot of sense for putting money away for retirement. So 401ks typically are for companies that are profitable. 403bs are typically not-for-profit. Think about school districts, hospitals, municipalities, and so forth. So the 401ks, generally speaking, every time you get paid, they take a little bit out of your paycheck, depends on how you want to do it, 2%, 4%, 6%. Now, 401ks sometimes have matching, and I have to tell you, I don't know your situation, but if you're still working or if your children are still working, you really should consider putting as much as you can in the 401k up to the match. So let's say they match up to 3%. You really should consider putting away at least 3% of your money because then you doubled your money. You left money on the table. Now, sometimes 401k plans, you have to wait a year to enroll. I get that. But once you're in a plan, you should really check into it. And I would say, well, how do I get information? Well, you can call human resources. Typically, most companies have a kind of once a month where someone comes in representing the 401k company and you can ask questions and so forth. Also online, there's so many things. They have these great calculators now. They take a look at how much money you put away, how much money you'll be able to put away over the next, let's say, 10 years or 20 years, figure out like a rate of return, again, it's only an estimate, and then press send, and we'll show you what you can accumulate in your 401k or 403b over many years. So you know, that's a lot of things thrown at you at once, but certainly you want to get more information about what you have, what are the different choices you have. You know, for some people, they want to invest, you know, they're not going to retire for another 20 years. So they can look at the 2037 fund, so to speak, or 2040. So what is these target dates, 2037 or 2040 or 2030? Typically, these target dates, the earlier part of the program, let's say the next 20 years, it's invested more aggressively. And as you get older, little by little, they scale back the stock allocation and add to the bond allocation. For some people, having these target dates works well, and they don't have to remember how much to change things. Now, again, every target date fund is different. Every fund choices are different. I can't give you recommendations. But for a lot of people, they like the target date fund. So if you're retiring 2030 or 2040, if you pick out some of the, you know, some of those choices using those funds, automatically each, you know, as you get older, it's going to get more and more conservative. So for some people, that works very well. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. You hear us on WHD every morning, 8:25, I give the market report, and at 5:10 p.m., the afternoon market report is given by Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. So pretty much around the dial, and every Sunday morning right here at WHUD 100.7, you'll find us here, GPS for Your Finances, and today's today's topic, the ABCs of retirement. So far, we spoke about 401k plans, 403b plans, probably the best vehicle you can use. Why? Because it's somewhat painless. I know it sounds painful, but painless. A little bit at a time. Each time you get paid, taking 2%, 3%, 5%, whatever you could handle out of your paycheck. But here's some good news. You save money on taxes right away. There's something, no matter how the performance goes, you're going to save money on taxes. So let's say you make $60,000 a year, you make $5,000 a month, and you're going to put away $500 a month or $6,000 a year. Well, according to the IRS, you're not making $60,000 anymore, right? You're putting $500 a month at $6,000. You're actually making $54,000 and you get taxed on $54,000. You can make adjustments to your withholdings and so forth. But that's a key distinction and why we think retirement plans like 401ks or 403bs work for a lot of people, because it's a little bit at a time. And you have this kind of money goes out pre-tax and saves money on taxes right away. And we're not making any suggestions of how to invest that money. We really can't do that on this program. But what's popular for a lot of people are these target, you know, funds. I've come across so many different levels where someone who's 32 years old can't use the money until you're 59 and a half. And we'll talk about 59 and a half and 70 and a half in a minute. But you really can't use the money before 59 and a half without paying federal and state taxes and a 10% penalty. If you take money out of a retirement plan before 59 and a half, you pay taxes. Unless you take a loan out, and that's a whole different topic. But let's kind of use that concept. So any money you put in is really for the longer term. And sometimes I see people in the 30s and 40s with a long-term horizon have all their money in the money market earning like 0.1%. Now, again, I know there's risk in the market. I get that people don't want to lose money. But if you really have a long-term horizon, it's 20 years, we'll have boom cycles and bust cycles and boom and bust. And, you know, we're ever going to have 20 years of a bust cycle. So, you know, while there is a lot of volatility over time, you know, you should definitely consider allocating a little bit more aggressively. That's an example I just gave. Conversely, I sometimes see someone who is 64 years old, 6 months away from retirement, 100% in stock funds. Why that helped the last number of years, the market's done really well, particularly since the election has done really well also, and the accounts look really good. You know, you do have to say, gee, you know, what if you had a 2008, not to predict one, but what if you had another 2008, would that set back your retirement? So you really have to kind of take a look at this, because lots of people set up their accounts, forget about it. They get caught up with so many things, have to go to a hospital, visit a friend or family member, so much running around, got to pick up the dry cleaners, you know this thing, go to the foot doctor, dentist. Yeah, and sometimes you got to take a look at what you do in retirement. Sometimes just educating yourself, going to one of the meetings when someone comes in to talk about retirement plans, or calling human resources and getting some more information, making right choices can make a huge impact on these retirement accounts. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, joining you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. So glad you're tuning in. You just heard from Mike Bennett, an author from one of my books, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide for Financial Security. Get a pen ready, get a paper ready, and here we go. 845-371-0101, a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Now, this book retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. So if you're one of the first 20 callers this morning, tuning in this bright and early, listen to finances, you're really into it, give us a call. We'll give you a free book. 845-371-0101. And I'm right here in the Hudson Valley. This is not a syndicated show. Born and raised in northern Westchester, actually near the Hendrick Hudson High School area, which is actually Montrose. Some of it's kind of Corley Manor now, but in Montrose. And lived my whole life in Westchester, for that matter. Work in Rockland County, Orange Counties, and so forth. But definitely this show originates from Hudson Valley, right here from the studios at WHUD. And we're here talking to you directly each Sunday morning about GPS for Your Finances. And today's topic, ABCs of retirement, your ABCs of retirement. We covered a little bit about 401ks, 403b plans, what percent you should put in, but that really depends on your situation. But certainly if they match, you got to find ways to match, at least put in as much of their matching, and a little bit at a time. So some people say, gee, I can't do it. But you know, if you don't have a pension at work and you have a 401k or 403b, that is your vehicle to, over time, accumulate in wealth and have it grow. And then at some point, maybe convert that to a pension-like instrument. Now, remember, if you remember, Albert Einstein, pretty smart dude, right? More than a dude, one of the smartest guys that walked the planet. And he said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. So for those who are very young, or you have children that are young or grandchildren, by putting away a little bit over time and having compound, again, we can't always guarantee the market's going to go higher, but the compounding impact that Albert Einstein was talking about is pretty tremendous. So over time, a little bit at a time, keep plugging away, keep looking at it. And if you can, over time, try to increase it. And some people say, well, I can't increase it. I have a mortgage, I have college bills, I have car payments. I get it. But I also understand that, you know, we live in a very complex world where if you look through our credit cards, we could probably find some more savings to be able to add more money to our 401ks and 403bs. You know, I feel like companies always want you to kind of sign up for each month and have what they call recurring revenue. That is, companies each month have millions of subscribers, in some case like Netflix, which is a really great service. They now have over 100 million subscribers. Let's not even do the math on that. But the point is, most companies want reoccurring revenue each month you're paying. As a consumer, now if you're using that service, a service that you're paying on a monthly basis, that's fine. I mean, that's why you pay for it, because it's something you enjoy, something you want. But I've been doing this so long, I bet there's one or two or three items in your credit cards that are happening reoccurring. I have to look at it myself, because there's some things I sign up for, like a newsletter or some technology I'm like, oh, I'm not using anymore. I remind myself, call American Express, call a vendor and try to knock it out. But my point is, when people say, gee, I really can't afford it, I say, I get it. You know, it's hard. This is real world. You have car payments, you have insurance payments, and kids, and all these things that are going on. But I bet there are some expenses that are coming up on your credit cards that you're not utilizing. I came across someone who has three different health clubs. Now, it's one thing to have one, and that's great. Hopefully you use it. But it's really hard to be at three health clubs at the same time. Would you agree? So definitely those opportunities that are out there to try to reduce your expenses, whether you put into a retirement plan or not. But it's always good to each, you know, 2 or 3 months, comb through your credit cards. And sometimes, you know, let me give you some advice here. I know when I look on a computer, I see it one way, and you know, I look at it, get my little glasses on. Yes, I wear reading glasses. But when I print it off, and I know these companies want paperless, it drives me crazy, right? I love printing it off. It becomes more real, more tangible. Then I take my highlighter and I highlight those expenses that are in question or expenses that maybe I can cut. And I say that because if you look on a computer, I don't know, you're looking at it, it doesn't have that impact. When you print it off, I don't know, it seems somewhat alive, seems something very real, especially taking a yellow highlighter to it or taking a pen and putting an asterisk next to it and then really question where that expense should be popping up every month. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, every Sunday here with you as you pour your cup of tea and coffee. Please think of me. I have coffee here. I actually have tea right here. I love tea, my black tea. But yeah, I hope you're tuning in every Sunday morning. We try to build on one show after another. And in a little while, we'll give you a phone number to get a free book, The Perfect Companion to the Show. Today's topic, and ABCs for your retirement. The ABCs for retirement. We covered a little bit about 401k plans, 403b plans, about matching. Now, there's two dates that are very important when it comes to retirement accounts. And you hear these numbers over and over again, 59 and a half and 70 and a half. So 59 and a half is the earliest you can start withdrawing from these retirement accounts without paying an IRS penalty of 10%. Now, if you're currently working in a 401k plan, a 403b, you can always call HR if you need a loan and you could borrow against it. But let's say you're no longer working at the company and you rolled the money over, or you're no longer working at the company, you cannot take a loan out, at least the documents that I've seen, plans. So that may not be a choice. So be very mindful that the money that you're putting away is long-term and at least 59 and a half. Now, what is 70 and a half? At 70 and a half is your required minimum distribution. You have to start taking money at 70 and a half or you get penalized. You want to hear the penalty, guys? Listen to this one. So let's say at 70 and a half, based on all your retirement accounts, and we'll go into that formula in a second, that you're supposed to take out $10,000 at 70 and a half to, you know, be able to be compliant with the required minimum distribution. Well, if you don't take that $10,000, The penalty is 50% of that, or $5,000 would be your penalty if you didn't take money at 70.5. So be very careful. Now, most institutions, 99.999% of institutions, before you turn 70.5, are going to generate one of these letters and remind you. But even if they don't remind you, you need to remind yourself in case somehow you moved or this letter didn't get to you. It's still on your responsibility. I know at times people say, well, I never got this letter and it's on them. No, it's really on you, the taxpayer. So be really smart when it comes at 70.5 to have to take requirement distributions. Now, how does that work? Really interesting. At 70.5, for some reason, the IRS feels you'll live another 28 years. So God bless. That means you're going to live to about 98 years old. And it's something called a divisor. So it's the 1 divided by 28 is roughly about 3.5%. So let's, and it takes your December 31st value of the previous year. So let's say your previous year was $100,000. You're now 70.5, roughly 3.5% you need to take out. Again, and those institutions not only tell you when to take it out, they tell you how much, but just so you know the mechanics of it, that'd be $3,500. Hopefully they didn't lose you there. So it's 1 divided by 28, roughly 3.5% of the December 31st value. An example I gave was $100,000. That means you need to take out $3,500. The following year, you're going to live 1 divided by 27, 1 divided by 26 the following year, so forth and so forth. So when you get in your like mid-80s, it's like 1 divided by 10 with roughly not 3.5% taken out anymore. It's closer to 10%. Well, I'm glad you're tuning in this morning for GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. And we'll be right back right after this break.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. You can find us here at 100.7 WHD every weekday. So every morning around 8:25 in the morning, Michael and Casey show. You'll hear my market report from the previous day. And then 5:10 p.m. drive time, you'll hear from Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. So you hear us around quite a bit in WHD. And I'm so glad you're joining us this Sunday morning starting at 6 a.m. That's great. I'm so glad you're up early. Got the roosters making noises in the background and so forth. Well, you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my free book. I'm going to tell you a little more about that again, because life in your terms, think about it. It's kind of simple statement, but really kind of asserting what you want to do in retirement. Not just so much about finances. We cover a lot about lifestyle and how to make the most of retirement. A GPS Guide for Financial Security. Now, as you mentioned, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers will get this book for free today. And this is a perfect companion to what we're doing here every Sunday. So by getting your pen and paper ready, here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. We'll give the book to the first 20 callers. So the early bird gets the worm. Good luck, and I hope we can offer some books to you. So our topic today is the ABCs of retirement. We covered 401k plans, 403b plans, what 59.5 means, what 70.5 means. There's so many things that are out there. And our goal each Sunday morning is to try to take these concepts and kind of break them down for you to understand them and for you to take some action. Now, I noticed, and everybody's noticed over the years, that our kind of pensions are disappearing. In fact, I wrote a book called Not Your Father's Retirement with that in mind, Not Your Father's Retirement. And like my father, so many other people that work for unions, we're protected in so many things. And you know, it's so amazing now in 2017 that companies, employers, are taking this burden of retirement and pushing it to us employees, and that we have to fend for ourselves. So some people are still protected with pensions. Like, as I mentioned, my father was Local 38. So again, a lot of unions do have this. Of course, if you work at a municipality, if you work at a hospital or a school district, you have these pensions and so forth, and it helps out a lot for retirement planning, especially when we do projections and we look at different people. I have to say, those that have pensions, I would say probably more than 80% of those people are set up pretty well for retirement. And then those who don't have a pension really have to set up their own pension by way of making a lot of contributions to 401k plans, 403b plans, et cetera, et cetera. So I think what's really important here, when it's not your father's retirement, we recognize that. But there's also some upside to it as well. Right now, we always hear, oh my gosh, my father had this and my father. True, but remember, that was a fixed number and that was it. And some did have a cost of living adjustment, but most didn't. I also would like to think opportunistic that maybe in this not your father's retirement world that we live in, there's some things you can do to maybe even have a bigger pension than your parents did at that time by putting away more money now at an earlier age, hopefully with some matching and so forth, and have some great compounding over time, may in fact put you in a better position than your parents were. So why not your father's retirement is a true reality. There are some things, some strategies, and why I write these books and do all these different things to try to find ways or opportunities to help you get back on track, much like our parents had. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Thanks for joining me so early this morning, and I mean early. I think the roosters were up before us. But here we are, Sunday morning. Hopefully, it's going to be a great day for you. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. And every Sunday, you're going to find us here at 6 a.m. right here at 100.7. Every weekday, from Monday through Friday, without fail, you'll hear me at 8:25 in the morning or so, the market report, and then my associate, Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management, 5:10 p.m. drive time as well. So listen to us, try to get this information, and this helps you. We're really happy to hear about that. So we're talking today's topic, ABCs of retirement, and we went through a whole bunch of things earlier in the program, including 401ks, 403bs, how companies match, the key dates of 59 and a half, 70 and a half, target date funds, and so forth. You know, I came up with a concept in my GPS retirement book some years ago called a serial retirement. Now, that's a cereal they eat. It's cereal, S-E-I-S-E-R-I-A-L. And that serial retirement, I've seen this happen. Not that you have to do this, but some people get really upset and say, oh my gosh, I don't have a pension. I'm told I need $1 million at the age 65, so at 4%, and then I can live happily ever after. And they put a lot of stress around the concept that a certain age, they need a certain amount of money. And I'm here to demystify that a little bit. Wow, that's great, but that pressure sometimes doesn't help us out. So I like the concept of serial retirement. Not that you have to, but I've seen people do this where at 62, they retire, they're done, hang up their boots, so to speak, and then get kind of bored. At 62, they're kind of bored. Say, gee, I play a lot of golf, I enjoy it, or I did a lot of traveling, I enjoy it, but what am I going to do next? And then at 63 years old, they go back to work. They work for a son's business, a daughter's business, a friend or something, putter around a little bit for a few more years, then take another year off, and then work from 66 to 68. Again, it doesn't have to be like that. But unlike our parents' generation, when they retired, it really was a line of sand. That was it. When they retired, let's say at 65, they didn't have a lot of skills or as many skills as we have now. We're in a service society. So I think this serial retirement of kind of retiring for some time, then taking on a new project, then retiring, taking a new project is very real. Now, back in the day, manufacturing that we did here a generation or two ago, where let's say move bottles from one side to another side to another side, okay, monotonous, I guess. But that really didn't develop a lot of skills to do something else. Most people, when I speak to them, if they're involved in service, whether it's healthcare, financial, technology, let's say someone who does taxes, you know what? You can do taxes to your 85, 90 years old. There's nothing physical about it. And that's what I think is one of the upsides. Again, we want to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. I get it. But the service side, and especially here in Hudson Valley, a lot of service organizations with the skills that we learn during work, when we retire, we can consult, open up a new business. Not that you have to, but for some people, it's something they want to do. Not for the money. The money comes in secondary, but they want to feel like they have a purpose and they're doing something. So that's why I wrote extensively about this serial retirement. Not that I kind of made up this concept. I'm watching people go through this, and I'm trying to think of a concept that makes the most amount of sense or how this all works, and that's what I came up with. Well, I'm glad you tuned in this morning. I really enjoyed it. Anytime you want to check us out, go to MahoneyGPS.com. As I mentioned, Monday through Fridays, right here in WHD, the market report at 8:25 in the morning, as well as 5:15 p.m. Again, to get your book, Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide for Retirement, here's the number one last time, 845-371-0101. I believe it's a perfect companion because a lot of concepts we're sharing every Sunday morning are right in this book. So if you miss a couple shows here and there, the book will pick you right up. So again, 845-371-0101. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.